truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. Iveco's been handing out the silverware, announcing its Dealer of the Year awards at a dealer conference held in Sydney. Taking home the top Metro Dealer Award was Melbourne's Adtrans Truck Centre. While the regional Dealer of the Year title this year belongs to Nowra Truck and Tractor in New South Wales. 2017 was a big year for Iveco, with strong sales increases. And Iveco tell us they were delighted to recognise some of the stars in the dealer network, while Adtrans Truck Centre General Manager Marcus Prato says it was a real honour winning the Best Metro Dealer title. He says the dealership has some great personnel, the team is very customer-centric, and has a high work ethic, so all up it was a great team effort. The new generation Scania R500 has proven to be the most efficient long-distance truck in a new fuel challenge conducted in Germany. Taking home the Green Truck Award, the Scania's updated 13-litre engine averaged consumption of 24.92 litres per 100 k's, 0.4 litres per 100 ahead of its closest rival. The test was conducted on a 350-kilometre long test track on public roads, with vehicles driven at an average speed of 79.91 kilometres per hour. Scania long haulage director Wolfgang Buschan says 0.4 litres per 100 doesn't sound like a lot, but translated into a typical annual mileage for a long-distance truck of 150,000 k's, the difference adds up to 600 litres of fuel annually. Isuzu, fresh from celebrating another year on top of the sales charts, has now recognised its best-performing Australian dealerships. In total, 9 Aussie Isuzu truck dealerships have become Isuzu Excellence Dealers. Chief Operating Officer and Director of Isuzu Australia, Phil Taylor, telling heavyvehicles.com.au that the selected dealerships all gave excellent customer service in 2017. Those dealerships include Gilbert and Roach Isuzu in Newcastle in New South Wales, Northeast Isuzu in Adelaide, Sutton's Motors Arncliffe in Sydney, Gold Coast Isuzu, Midcoast Trucks in Maxville, New South Wales, Tony Island Isuzu in Townsville, Southwest Isuzu Bunbury, Ballarat Isuzu, and Canberra Isuzu in the ACT. Orders for the Tesla truck now total around the 500 mark, with parcel delivery giants FedEx, the latest North American transport operation, to commit to the fully electric truck. FedEx has just confirmed it's committed to the purchase of 20 Tesla trucks. Scheduled to begin production next year, other firm orders so far for the trucks include a 100-truck commitment by Pepsi, while brewer Anheuser-Busch put 40 on reserve. Another 50-truck order came in from the Middle East. The push to get older trucks off British roads has taken another turn, with the government hiking road user levies for Euro 5 compliant and earlier trucks. The government plans to increase what it calls the road user levy for these older trucks by an additional 20%, while the levy on Euro 6 compliant trucks will drop by 10%. Industry Association, the Road Haulage Association, isn't in support of the hike on older vehicles. Chief Executive Richard Burnett telling us the increase will hit the majority of haulage operators. The Renault Trucks T-High Edition has come away from the German Design Council Awards with recognition in the transport category. The long-haul truck features a trapezoidal cabin, a windscreen tilted by 12 degrees, and a pie-shaped front, and then unique highlights such as black paintwork, aluminium hubs, carbon look surfaces, and red door handles. The judges, 43 renowned international experts, were impressed, handing the Renault offering a German Design Award. Harvey Bertrand, design director at Renault Trucks, says the French truck manufacturer is very proud of the recognition.
We try to generate what we believe is the perfect formula. What we consider being the best formula is a combination of different items. 12 degree angle A-pillar. What is the A-pillar? Is the support of windscreen and door trim on the side view. Wedge shape on the plan view when you look from the top. That allow us to actually have this compact dashboard and a lot of roominess on the back. And obviously the very iconic now strong face. It's the new identity, the new force, the new language of what Renault products is.
And Penske Logistics say improved safety for their drivers and other road users was their motivation to install onboard cameras in their entire truck fleet. In total, more than 2,800 trucks now have the cameras fitted in the truck fleet that operates across North America. The cameras face both into the cab and onto the road ahead and are event triggered. Penske Logistics President Mark Alphen telling heavyvehicles.com.au that the cameras are a great investment in safety. Penske Logistics trucks in the US are also fitted with stability control systems, air disc brakes, electronic driver logs, telematics, and vehicle diagnostic systems.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
For the latest truck and bus industry news, visit heavyvehicles.com.au. We bring you coverage of the latest new models, new technologies, and issues that matter to owners and drivers. Read heavy vehicle reviews, and you can win some great truck-related prizes too. Heavyvehicles.com.au. Truck and bus news every day.